USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's president says his country has a plan ready to go if President Trump does as he's threatened to do, pull the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal. In a speech on state TV, President Hassan Rouhani says orders have been given to, quote, confront America's plots against Iran. He also says America will regret leaving the deal. Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry of Texas says he would counsel the president against pulling out of that deal.
I was opposed to the Iran deal. I thought it was a bad deal. Iran got most of the benefit up front with relief of sanctions and a plane load of cash that President Obama sent over there.
President Trump has till this coming Saturday, May 12th, the waiver deadline to decide what the United States will do about the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island is still acting up, with new fissures opening up in a residential subdivision where lava's already destroyed about two dozen homes. Families had been allowed to return home briefly yesterday to pick things up, but then they had to evacuate right away, and officials say additional evacuations are now likely. As violence continues to escalate in eastern Afghanistan, a bomb goes off inside a mosque that was being used as a voter registration center, and 16 people are killed. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
According to the New York Times, explosives had been hidden inside the mosque. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has carried out similar attacks.
Arkansas Historic Preservation officials have announced that the home where the late country music legend Johnny Cash lived from age 3 through his high school years has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A man's lifelong love of a fast food item has earned him a distinction that may never be matched, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
For Don Gorski of Madison, Wisconsin, it all began in the early 1970s when this commercial, like the sandwich it's heralding, was new.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Now, over four decades later, Gorski holds the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs consumed. On Friday, he ate his 30,000th Big Mac at the same McDonald's location in Madison where he first tried the sandwich. Gorski was in the movie Super Size Me, where he said about 90% of his diet is Big Macs. He also proposed to his wife in the parking lot of his local McDonald's. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protesters in California created their own protesters for blocking traffic. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
People protesting the fatal police shooting of an unarmed man by Sacramento police in March blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds yesterday, leading some drivers to confront the protesters.
I'm hostage. That's not right. If I run somebody down like some damn crazy folks in these other southern states, then I'd be liable.
Linda Dotson was driving through the area and says she supports Black Lives Matter, but was frustrated with protesters blocking traffic. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.